love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it too.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, aka Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
What up, man? What's good, man?
Shit, how you doing, man? You all right?
Chilling, man.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
good to see you,
every day is getting better, man.
Is it? You want to care to elaborate?
The reparation tour, man, is live.
Reparation tour? That's a tour.
The reparation tour.
The reparation tour. Who's on it?
I can't.
The Cold Crush got to be on it.
Cold Crush.
The Cold Crush got to be on
Slick Rick, you know.
Slick Rick on the court in the reparation tour.
Yeah, special ed, niggas like that.
What's the name? You know Chuck D been fighting for reparations for a long time, man.
Yeah, man. We just saw our brother. What's his name?
Flavor Flav,
man.
I was with Flavor Flav all weekend. I was supposed to go to Flav House. Flav was cooking. I missed, he's playing. We seen
Flav
each other.
Flav can cook?
So I heard he's a really good chef. You know, our schedules was kind of conflicting, but I seen Flav all weekend this past weekend. I was supposed to go some type of way with neighbors. I didn't even know that. Not far, but not close either. But yeah, man, the reparations tour. Chuck D been fighting for that for a minute. Stat, you know Chuck D?
No.
But she knows Squiddy.
Yeah.
I know. I guess I know not the important things.
Yeah,
but to me, it's important, guys.
Yeah.
You know Battle Cat? You know Shira? Castle Grayskull? He-Man? Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's my cartoon era.
Ninja Turtles. You got at least no Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, because they remixed it. They did Ninja Turtles. They made a real movie out the Ninja Turtles.
Originals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even want to name drop my names because y'all gonna be like, "What the heck is that?"
Yeah, we gonna have a battle of cartoons. Just Snorks,
Chowder.
Yeah, I don't know.
Adventure Time, Billy and Mandy.
I call my son. I agree. You want battle? Get my son in here. Y'all can do that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk basketball. On Monday, the Phoenix Suns lost to the Spurs 104-102 without Wemby. Does this particular loss raise concern for you?
This is one of those games, like I know Killer was saying, you know, that people lose games. You know, it's the NBA, so people normally lose games they're not supposed to lose, and they win games they're not supposed to win, but I wouldn't make much of this. I'm going to take Cam's approach. I wouldn't make much of this. They lost to the Spurs. It's not like they're ever going to lose to the Spurs again, I don't think. And especially when you look at it, you see Devin Booker had 36. Kevin Durant had 29. I mean, as long as they play well, I'm okay with it for now.
I totally disagree. The only reason I'm disagreeing is because when I said that yesterday about Boston, Boston has clinched the conference. The Phoenix Suns are in the play-in right now.
Like
they're in the play-in, nigga. Like every game, like how we was talking about Anthony Davis has to talk about every game's a playoff game. Yeah. Every game's a playoff game for the Phoenix Suns as well. And they haven't been gelling well with Bradley Beal this whole season, whether it's injuries or anything else, to the point where the general manager thought that they may need to bring in Isaiah Thomas. You know, that's kind of drastic at this point in the season because they're feeling that they're not playing well. And Mace made some great points about how Isaiah could help this team out if they keep him past the 10-day contract because he could get a bucket. He has playoff experience, and he's somebody that doesn't have to wait to get the ball to get his opportunity. He can make his own play. But as far as them losing to the Spurs, especially without Wemby, I don't think it's more about them losing to the Spurs. It's more about them losing, period.
Yeah.
They're in the eighth place right now, which that means you're in the play-in. And that means it's detrimental. So therefore, don't get it wrong. They're only a game out of, look, it's a half a game dividing Sacramento, Dallas, and Phoenix with the Lakers two games behind the Phoenix Suns. Right now, if the playoffs start today, Phoenix will have to play Dallas in the play-in. So I think every game for the Phoenix Suns is very, very important, whether it's the San Antonio Spurs, whether it's the Boston Celtics, whether it's the Detroit Pistons, or whether it's the Milwaukee Bucks. Whoever they play, every game is also like a playoff game, just like Anthony Davis said for the Lakers. When you're in the play-in, you have the potential not to be in the playoffs. Only 12 or 13 games left. You go on a five-game losing streak, you out the play-in. So I think every game for the Phoenix Suns is important. I don't think it's about them losing to the Spurs. I think it's about them losing to anybody right now at this particular moment.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, that makes a lot of sense. Even to think about, I don't know if they would want to play Dallas right now. So you're absolutely right. And losing games doesn't give them a better outcome where that's concerned, because they're going to find themselves right in that place where they're going to be running into Dallas, and Dallas hate Phoenix. Mm-hmm. That's a rivalry that I remember Luka and Devin Booker going at it. That actually will be a goodie.
See, the thing about it is with this play-in, and I remember I was against the play-in when they first started, saying, oh, you can't make the playoffs this, that, and the third. But what the play-in does is gives you an NFL playoff feel. It gives you an NCAA tournament feel. You got one game. Yeah. You got one game to get this right to get in. It isn't like it's a seven-game series. This play-in is a tournament-style thing. It's the NFL in February or January. Mm-hmm. It's March Madness. You got one game to get it right. And you have a bad night, that could be your season.
Okay, in reflection, Drew Holiday shared he didn't like how Milwaukee handled the Dame trade. He said, I'm taking a nap. I see the text. I see a call from the GM, and I'm like, I'll call him back. And he said he was deep into the nap. He said it's a real good one. Then 2 seconds later, his agent called him. He picked up the call, and he's like, you talked to him? He's like, nah, bro, I'm sleeping. He's like, well, you just got traded, so you should probably call him back. So basically, he found out he was being traded in his sleep. What do you guys think about how Milwaukee handled the trade and Drew's thoughts?
He did say they called him, right?
Yeah, but he was in the middle of his sleep. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man. You go. All right.
Grow the fuck up, bro. Like, yo, listen, man. You could find out on TV. Yeah. You could be Harrison Barnes and find out at halftime.
At halftime.
That you're getting traded. You could. It's so many.
You could be on the left line. Hey, one of those.
Yeah, like, yo,
they
it's
can
so
tell
many.
You, you ain't on this team no more. Let me talk to you.
Right, yeah, right. It's so many players' stories of how they found out they got traded or cut or let go. Bro, they gave you the courtesy to give you a call. Imagine you were sleeping, you didn't pick up for anybody, and then you turn on ESPN. And when you wake up and you're on ESPN, like, yo, they traded Drew Holiday. So, listen, man, that's part of being professional, and that's part of being good enough or not good enough to get a no-trade clause contract. When you got the no-trade clause in your contract, that means you don't have to worry about these type of things.
That means you're good enough to not get called last minute.
Right, exactly. That means they got to holler at you for you to approve the trade. So it's two things. You need better agent or you need to play better. So therefore, you won't be getting woke up out your sleep and being traded. But at the end of the day, everybody's not going to get that contract. You have to realize as a professional, and like I said, and we've been using them because we've been talking about pause. We've been talking about trades the last couple of days. Patrick Beverly, and it's probably the second, third time I used this example this week because this topic's relating to this. Patrick Beverly was on a television show saying how much Minnesota is going to do. This is in the offseason after Minnesota got eliminated from the playoff contention. Oh, we going to grow this year? We going to kill this year? Yo, it's going to be crazy, this, that, and the third. 3 weeks later, he got traded. On the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Lakers, we going to kill this year, man. It's going to be crazy for the Lakers. He gets traded, you go to the Sixers. You and man, Sixers, me and Joel Embiid. During the middle of that season, you get traded to Milwaukee. First thing you do, go in there, grab a notepad. That's what happens when you're a professional basketball player and not a superstar. You're expendable. So therefore, you're going to get traded. Mm-hmm. Pardon me, guys. You're going to get traded if you're not producing or helping, or if an opportunity comes that they feel is better than what you're giving them. Look, I say this about Isaiah Thomas all the time, the one that just came to, just went to Phoenix. That man put everything on the line. Hips, bad hip, sister died, gave his heart and soul to the organization, and they said, we could get Kyrie Irving? Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure. They didn't care. So you got to realize this is a business. But this story to me about Jrue Holiday, nigga, you ain't, it's been way worse ways people have found out they've been traded than waking up in their sleep and talking to their agent. So I think you should, it can happen again. Let the right nigga come along, Jrue. It can happen again. Y'all niggas don't win. It could potentially happen again. In other words, keep that alarm clock on, nigga, because you don't know. You're having a great season. Boston is, like I said, they're 10 games ahead in the Eastern Conference. They already clinched the conference. You guys are looking sensational. Looking like y'all going to go to a championship. It's not guaranteed, but it's looking like you guys may go to a championship. I think Milwaukee may have something to say about it. And if you do go to a championship, the Greek, pardon me, not the Greek freak, if Denver makes it, you know damn well they're going to have something to say about it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. That's not solidified that Boston's going or Denver's going, but I'm just giving you a scenario. You don't win the championship this year, something better comes along. Boston doesn't like waiting. Yeah. And May said this on previous shows, certain franchises don't like rebuilding. Boston is one of them franchises that's not like, we ain't got time to rebuild. So that's why when you hear conversations from Jason Tatum saying sometime,
he got time.
We got time. We young.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, you're with the Boston Celtics, brother.
No,
you're with the Celtics. They don't wait over there. They're impatient. And you have to think about it. Think about this. They went to a championship the year before last. They went to the Eastern Conference Championship last year. It's still not good enough.
Yeah. They wanted, and let me tell you like this, Jrue Holiday, I appreciate you, the whole Holiday family, but this is what you do. Win the championship, get you a Verizon commercial, and have niggas call your phone. We gonna call your phone. Cam gonna call you, and then I'm gonna be on the other line. We gonna call you, and then you say wrong team. I can't be traded. That's your commercial right there. I can't be traded. This is the champs. You got the wrong team. And just hang the phone up.
And the
don't
thing,
ever call me while I'm sleeping.
And the thing about it, Mace, that's great advice. Same way we told the nigga Ant-Man kiss the shoe and do all that. He didn't do it. Jimmy Butler stole the kiss the shoe. They said, oh, Ant-Man ain't using that. I'll use it. Next thing you know, it's going to be a Verizon commercial that somebody steals. Look, holler at us. We do consultation and marketing for people if you need our help. If you didn't notice, it's been working for us for several years. We can market you. You know what's crazy today? Ain't nothing bad. I'm sitting there saying, I'm on a group text. We doing some business. And Stat got StatBaby.com. You know what I'm saying?
And
we doing Stat.
And do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Yeah, we throw Stat Baby off the top. Yeah, dude, we market over here. We don't market in Kings. Y'all might want to talk to us outside the NBA, inside the NBA. We are great marketers. Holla at us, man. I like that, Verizon.
Yeah. Don't trade me. You got to trade. You got the wrong line, wrong team.
You might want to beep it out. You got the wrong beep. You got the wrong nigga. What is you talking about a trade?
Champs don't get traded.
Exactly. I like that.
That's a quote. Okay, so Rockets' Jabari Smith Jr. and Jazz's Chris Dunn were both suspended after throwing punches in their game last Saturday. Head coach Ime Udoka spoke about the altercation and said, if a guy grabs you, you're going to react, but the throwing punches is the thing, so he'll learn from that. If you're not going to land the punch, you might as well not throw it. So is this the response that you were expecting from the coach, and then thoughts on what he had to say about the altercation as a whole?
So Jabari Smith Jr., got in an altercation with Utah Jazz guard Chris Dunn. Shout out to Chris Dunn. He from Providence. But who swung? Who swung and missed?
Both of them, really. Jabari swung two and missed it. And Chris.
Oh, these niggas didn't want to fight. Oh, man. They was swinging and missing. It was too close to be Paul swinging and missing. You know how a nigga always about to fight? Who is a battle rapper like that? Tay Rock? You know a nigga always about to fight? Yeah, shout out to Tay Rock.
I like Tay Rock. Tay Rock, my
yeah,
man.
Tay Rock might have something to say about this.
Yeah, he gonna make Tay Rock out something. First of all, Murder. Tay Rock got gun bars. Don't play with him, nigga. He ain't about there fighting. That. Ain't he the gun bar king or something like that?
Yeah,
nigga said don't confuse him.
Shout out to my nigga Tay Rock. He know I'm just playing, but that's what this remind me of. When people get in a fight, they always about to fight. They never fight. I'm over it, man. It's WWE, man.
What I'll say is to add on what May said to me. The coach said, y'all niggas pump faking.
Yeah.
Coach said. Because that's what your coach just
coach said. You got coach suspended said, for this?
Yeah, coach.
You could at least hit the nigga if he was going to get suspended.
Coach said that in a polite way. Yo, stop pump faking, bro. You're coursing games. You're doing all this other wild shit. Acting like you're going to hit a nigga, knowing damn well you're going to hit a nigga. Now you got to find possible suspension. Stop pump faking. You know one of these niggas, it's a nigga. It'd be a nigga in between. They go... Try to get nigga, the over. Like, you know you not going to hit a nigga. Yeah, I didn't even see the fight. But you know them swings. You know you not going to land. Pause. Coach said, yo, we all knew you wasn't going to land that. My nigga, stop, bro. Stop. That's what I take from this. Secondly, you play for the Celtics. They play for the Jazz. You're important right now because your team is in a great space. The Jazz are
Rockets.
Not. Pardon me, the Rockets. Pardon me. No disrespect. I'm thinking of when you told you that. Even the Rockets, pardon me. You're close to making the play-in. You're right there. You're important. The Jazz are not going to make the play-in.
Yeah.
So, basically what I'm saying is don't fuck up your chances of making the play-in. About 15, 12, 13 games left, and y'all guys are 3 games out. You get suspended a game or two, it's going to fuck up.
Yeah. I hate when niggas be fighting that can't play. Like, that. It's no need for you to be fighting, my nigga. If you're not getting, I've never been a fan of that, you know? Just if you're a baller, then you ain't really a fighter. If you're a fighter, you're probably not a baller unless you're from the 90s. 90s niggas could fight and ball. Y'all niggas, the niggas who fight, you can't play. So that is like a sign of saying you can't play. Keep that in mind.
Okay. Caleb Williams went to the USC women's basketball game to show some support, but he didn't get the same support back after pictures showed him rocking a pink phone case with the pink phone. So apparently a lot of people have a problem with it. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it because Caleb Williams is always under heat for stuff. So had to get you guys' reaction.
No, what happened again? I got to hear this again.
Yeah, he was at the game. He had a pink phone case. I got to pull a picture. Pink phone case, pink wallet, and people weren't happy about that.
Is this the same guy wanted his blanket and his mommy?
And his dog.
Yeah.
And his dog.
Let me show y'all. Because
what did they boo him?
No, Twitter is just on his head.
Oh, but did the audience boo him?
No, the audience didn't boo him, but Twitter got a problem with it.
Okay, gotcha. Want me to go first?
Yeah, nigga ain't have the pink fur on. Now, if he had the pink fur on with the phone.
Maybe that's why they mad.
Yeah, they mad.
Do it,
nigga
do it like
you're
going to do it for TV, nigga.
Yeah, you got to do it like you're doing it for TV.
Nigga, you're half-stepping. Maybe that's the problem. I think, me personally, when it comes to certain things or certain people, he's an easy vic. And when I say an easy victim, easy victim, because they said, oh, ain't the same shit that May said before. He lost the game. He wanted his dog. He wanted to go home and cry, so on and so forth. Now he got a pink phone case and pink whatever else. So they like, this nigga soft. And a lot of people take the color pink for granted and be like, if you wear pink, whatever you want to say about the color pink. I was thinking that when I read this, that, what's that, Sim?
They said that's what he's going to do when he hears his name called in the draft.
Wow. Well, we might want to show that to the crowd when we get a chance.
How did you find that?
They said this is Caleb Williams when he hears his name called in the draft.
In other words, they're saying what you say, Mace, about certain people, that he's sassy. That's what I get from that emoji. Yeah. But as far as people are attacking him on Twitter, look, man, you're going to get attacked on Twitter. That's why when I read it, I wanted to get some more context about it. If they didn't bore, I thought they was boring him at USC, and I was about to say, that's just ridiculous because he's basically a legend. He's about to go number one in the NFL draft. So I'm like, if they're giving you grief at home, God damn. But if it's a Twitter thing, look, the internet to this day, I'm talking about day one of the internet to this day, is undefeated. You don't win on the internet. Nobody wins. You cannot beat the internet. It's just not going to happen. So if I was Caleb Williams, I wouldn't pay this too much mind. I think that if I was Caleb, I'd say, yo, y'all pay me more mind than Juju Watkins. You should have been there to watch Juju Watkins bust ass in the U.S. and the USC Trojan female team because they looking spectacular. I like the USC Trojans women's team better than the football team this year. I fuck with them.
That's crazy. You serious?
What? Yeah, nigga. They in the Sweet 16. Juju Watkins acting crazy. Yeah. She's gonna possibly, before it's all said and done, possibly be everything that Caitlin Clark has already done. 6'2". She play like, no disrespect, like she, nigga, she got the mid-range game. And I like her because she got baby hairs. I like that. Little cutie pie, you know what I'm saying? not my age group, but I'm just saying, you know, because sometimes people look rough, you know what I'm saying? You know, so yeah. She's very marketable. And she plays like she could play with some guys, you know what I'm saying? So, and not only that, to me, this was a very tough round of women's college basketball. I know we're getting off Caleb Williams and everything else, but Connecticut went through the ringer. LSU, they didn't blow anybody out. Iowa, I'm really worried about because the way they looked. If I play against Iowa next game, I'm full court pressing because it looked like they had nobody who get the ball up the floor. But USC, UCLA, they're looking smooth, man. And because everybody was so focused on Caitlin Clark or what Angel Reese was doing or Paige in UConn, I'm not saying that they wasn't giving Juju Watkins any attention, but I think it wasn't the attention that she really needed. She's actually the second leading scorer in women's basketball this season, averaging almost 28 points a game, and it's looking real smooth for her right now. So I think that's a bigger story than
him.
Caleb Williams with right. the
having
fucking
on lip gloss or yeah, a lipstick and yeah, a pink,
yeah, like I'm
pink nails with yeah. a pink phone.
Yeah, you just added 20 million what thousand things. You said pink lipstick with the pink
no,
nails.
No, they said
and
he had a
pink
lip gloss or some lip gloss. I don't know. I'm just going with the news.
Yeah, I just had to ask y'all about it because like it was like a big conversation. So I just tweeted. I was like,
I
don't know.
Was it the pink phone or was it the pink nails?
I mean, it wasn't even pink nails, though. It was like a clear coat. Like, I just feel like that was like a regular.
Hold on, I just heard a pink phone case, man.
No, that's why I read that, because that's what I see.
That's
like, it's not
what
pink,
I'm trying to tell
it's
you.
It's not pink nails, though. That's just a regular, if he has a manicure, it's a manicure. Like, and guys should get manicures. Just
yeah,
saying.
I get manicures. I don't get the clear polish, but I do get a buff and shine pause.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I had to ask y'all. And then someone called me out and said, Mace voice, stat. Oh my goodness, little sis, you don't never see nothing wrong with these new age boys. So I was like, dang, let me just ask y'all. Like, it's like a big
thing.
Trying
to hold you accountable, stat.
I just.
You didn't see no lip gloss or nothing?
I don't. I feel like they're reaching.
Oh, then they were reaching. Yeah. That's
why I didn't see
somebody
that.
Must have colored yeah. it and sent it to me so I could jump out the window.
Things. Yeah. That's why I share, you know, the facts that I see, but people do stretch things because, you know, Caleb's not sitting there with no pink lip gloss. Like, he's not. And yes, the focal of, you know, everything should be Juju Watkins and USC because they are having a great round right now. So it's just the fact that that's where people took him. Like,
man,
okay.
The question is, Juju better than the guards on the men's basketball team?
On the on The USC?
Yes, they might want to upgrade her.
The thing about it is that that's a great question, Mace, because they're supposed to be bringing great talent in to USC with this freshman class, and she kind of outshined them this particular year. Because think about it. They had, to me, and it was pretty close the first half day before yesterday, but she was in foul trouble. She got two fouls in like first 4 minutes, so she couldn't play. But Juju Watkins is sensational. And as much as we're going to miss Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and whoever else has to leave this year, with South Carolina freshmen, USC's freshmen, UCLA, Texas, the NCAA women's in very, very good hands. But if you're asking me my favorite players right now in women's college basketball today, it's Caitlin Clark, then Juju Watkins is second. That's not saying they're on the
best
team. What
happened to Shorty from South Carolina that was going crazy in the beginning of the year?
They're all going crazy, to be honest.
That's the thing. Now the best team in South Carolina. And when I say the easiest path to Sweet 16, that doesn't include, I'm talking about yesterday's games, or the day before yesterday's games. Because South Carolina just looks like
it's us and everybody else.
That's what it's looking like right now. That's exactly what it's looking like. You know, Gino Auriemma riled people up and saying he has the best women's player in college basketball at UConn because Paige had an outstanding game. But I think she has more help. Looking, my thing for Caitlin Clark, just watching that game, getting to the Sweet 16, no help whatsoever. But I will tell you this, and it's not going to be easy for Iowa, and it's not going to be easy for LSU. But if they win their next game, they play each other in the Elite Eight, which would be a rematch of last year's championship. And I don't know, God, we might got to fly out real quick to Portland.
Yeah.
We might got to take the jet out there real quick and go live from Portland, because that game is going to be ridiculous. It's beef. It's problems. It's all the Tony Ayo in each other's face. I know Caitlin Clark wants revenge on Angel Reese, Flauge. She's balling out. See, the thing about it is, Angel Reese has a Flauge. Caitlin Clark has literally no help from my watching. She has some sturdy players, but nothing that can help out. The team has 64 points. She had 34 points. If I'm, I can't remember the team they're playing next, but if I'm them, I'm pressing all game. They couldn't get the ball up court. It looked bad. Nobody had any handle.
They might need to just play a box and one triangle, get her right out the game.
Yeah, definitely. That's not bad at all either. But what I'm saying is, if you press and they can't get it over half, you're not Thurman.
let's go.
You start getting them steel she bites voice, it might be over.
Okay, and then before we go to break, now that we are on the topic of women's basketball, so Utah women's basketball team experienced racial hate at the NCAA tournament. They were called a lot of racial slurs. People drove by in pickup trucks calling them the N-word. A lot of different things. Head coach Lynn Roberts said, "For our players and staff to not feel safe in an NCAA tournament environment, it's messed up." So this is a breaking story that has just recently happened. What are you guys' thoughts on the situation and the treatment that they received while on travels?
Which team is being called racial remarks?
Utah's women's basketball team.
Isn't Utah like a
Mormon state?
Yeah, I remember I went on a vacation in Utah. It was so quiet. They got racist people out there. I didn't know that.
And well, so they were in Idaho.
Oh, they was in the Idaho.
Yeah,
I was joking anyway, because it. Yeah, I would think.
What?
I would think they had some racist people in Utah, especially in Idaho.
Utah's mad cool. I fuck with Utah.
What were they expecting in Idaho?
Not that. They went to go play basketball, and people riding by on trucks calling them the N-words and like looking at them crazy just because they're black and they want to play. That's insane.
No, I'm not saying.
Young women.
I'm not saying it's not insane. I'm saying. It's certain places you go in the world, you expect racism, right? One time I went to North Dakota. I was expecting racism. There's no way I'm going to get to a cornfield and not expect racism. If I see a scarecrow, I expect racism, you know? Why would I go?
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, what are you expecting?
Yeah.
If they calling cheeseburgers patty melts, then pause. You're somewhere where racism exists.
Oh my God.
I like that though, Murder. You know what's crazy, Murder? I swear to God. This is no cap. I swear on everything I love, not just for because we on the show and everything, right?
Yeah.
I swear this was yesterday. I would go on my phone and show both of you guys.
Yeah.
I'd be liking to go places where I know I'm not going to see people neither. I swear on everything I love before I knew this was a topic. Because I go to Utah. A lot of people don't know. Utah's like an hour away from where we're at right now. Yeah. You can get to Utah. Like, so before it gets real cold, if y'all ever want to go snowmobiling or skiing. Yeah. Because the thing about it, I stopped going to the Aspens because I started bumping into too many niggas. I'm like, when did the Aspens turn into the nigga shit? I'm like, God damn. I don't want to be. Yo! I don't want to hear that at the Aspens, man. I ain't come here for that. You know what I'm saying? So I said, yo, niggas ain't up on Utah yet. Utah got the same shit as Aspen. I know now I'm going to have to find someplace else after I say this.
Yeah.
But
and that's crazy. I said I go to Utah on a vacation.
And I'm literally planning a trip, so I'm not going to disclose when. Because don't go to Utah yet, y'all. Wait a little bit.
Yeah. Like Utah, you know, because the Aspens, when I went to the Aspens, the very, very first time I ever went to the Aspens, Mariah Carey took me to the Aspens. And then I went after that. But you got to realize, when I go to the Aspens, we going with Mariah.
Yeah.
It's you at the top tier of the Aspens when you go to the Aspens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I said, I'm going to go do my thing at the Aspens. It wasn't Mariah shit, but my shit was top. It wasn't top tier, but I was top tier. Then I go a couple years, then I, you out here? Hey, yo! From 7th Ave is out here too, We caught the Groupon joint. Groupon? It's a Groupon for Aspens? So I started venturing out. And then I went to Utah and I had a great time snowmobiling. Yeah. Skiing ain't really my cup of tea, but it's great. And then just letting y'all know, because I didn't know 3 years ago how close it was to where we're at. More of the story is I Googled yesterday places to go. I Googled Wyoming, Idaho, North and South Dakota, things to do. And Idaho only had potatoes. South Dakota had the Mount Rushmore shit. I said, do I want to see that? Do I want to go see if I, maybe can I make myself interested in seeing the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, it's too rural. What you just called? Scarecrow.
It's
like
definitely.
Yeah, like, so I was sitting there looking at, I'm like, no wonder people don't go there, because what was you doing there, actually? Let me ask you that in North Dakota. That's a better question. Why did you go
which to place?
North Dakota?
Oh, I was there with a church. Okay. I went to North Dakota and South Dakota. And it was weird because it felt racist and I was in church, so I knew that was crazy.
Right.
So when I went to Utah, I thought that was going to be racist, but it wasn't. Utah was, like, beautiful.
Right.
They had a good Waffle House, too.
Yeah, Utah is super.
Yeah, they had Waffle House in Utah.
No, Utah is really dope. I like Utah a lot. But I was thinking about North Dakota, South Dakota, and I'm like, I never even got booked for a show. Like, I think those are the only three states that I have never been to. I done been to Alaska, Hawaii. North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming is probably the only three states that I've never been to.
Yeah. And when I went to the Aspens was different because I couldn't breathe in the Aspens. The air was so...
Pause.
Yeah, I had to buy oxygen. Mm-hmm. It was like, you got to buy air. I was like, yeah, this is crazy.
I'm telling you now, I know you, Murder. Don't ever go to the Aspens. It don't even about the breathing. You think you high? I'm telling you, niggas is out there. They done discovered the Aspens, man.
Well, in response to it, the mayor did speak out and said to the team, "I strongly condemn the appalling treatment of the female college athletes who are visiting. We express regret and true sorrow that your student athletes were treated with such disdainful treatment while visiting our city."
Yeah.
The thing about it, guys,
they shouldn't be treated racist. So we're not saying racism is cool. What I'm saying is that there's certain places as you grow up, you could expect it. It could be there. It's not that it has to be there, but it's not surprising. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a certain places.
That's a great answer. And what I was to add on to that is that shit like this, y'all won't get nothing else.
Yeah.
You start this shit and you be racist towards that. You know, we got to think about it. And I'm not saying that Idaho doesn't have things there outside of potatoes. I'm trying to say that it's a luxury to get the NCAA tournament there. And you act like this, they won't be there anymore, because what happened is you'll start getting petitions, people sign it, I don't feel comfortable in that city, that state, and you'll miss out, because a lot of things, think about it, you don't have a football team professional, you don't have a professional basketball team, you don't have a professional baseball team. So when you get situations like this, you should take advantage of it. And then you act like this, they won't come back. So
if I'm
and think about this, Murda, that's what I was actually pulling up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the Utah roster, right?
Yeah.
And maybe I'm not on the right year. Let me pull it up real quick before we go to
Dunn,
break.
Claxton.
This was the girls or the guys?
This was the women's college basketball. Right,
yeah, okay. So what I'm saying is this, Murda, when I'm pulling it up, right? I'm pulling up their roster, and I don't have it directly. I'm just looking at their pictures. It's predominantly white.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, Utah got racist? How the fuck they racist against Utah?
Yeah.
So you got to think how ostracized you have to feel if you're a Utah player when it's probably three black girls on the team. So now you're ostracized because the team is predominantly white. So now these three black girls are being called whatever racial names it is, and you're all the way in Idaho. Y'all not going to get shit.
Yeah. And there's a few probably people in the town that want to keep that going, to keep black people out of there.
Yes.
So what was that, the governor or the mayor?
The mayor, yeah.
The mayor did a good job by stepping in and saying something about it, and you got to run that kind of attitude out of there, because the guys who are doing this, they're trying to make sure that black people don't come there. So you make sure you do your job.
Right.
Which is still all around crazy, but I'm happy that every person on the team is safe, because it definitely could have went a complete other way. Okay, so we're going to go to break, and when we return, we will discuss Kai Jones. Don't go anywhere.
She called this thing about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing, I don't know. My stubborn in me won't fall. Oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about
she
us.
She wanna be free.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our Underdog Fantasy picks of the day. Tonight, the Clippers will play the Sixers. Underdog Fantasy has Kawhi at 6 rebounds. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
Higher. I'm going higher.
Higher.
You got to.
Okay. Paul George is at 4.5 first quarter points. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Lower.
4.5.
First quarter points.
Higher.
Okay. And
it's a GOAT. Killer, that's the GOAT.
I ain't going to say he ain't going to get numbers. It may not just be early.
Okay. And Tyrese Maxey's at 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Higher.
Lower.
Okay. Download the Underdog Fantasy app, and you can make your picks too. So, Kai Jones.
Hold on real quick, Stat. You wear wigs sometime?
Sometimes, yeah.
You change your wig when you change relationships?
Maybe if the person makes me upset and I want a new star to look good, maybe.
No, I'm saying this. You break up one boyfriend, you got a new boyfriend, you keep the same wig?
No. I also change my hair a lot, though.
You got to change that wig.
We ain't playing that stat.
You got to change next time.
That's not a lie. I do.
No,
like,
I said
but
next
that's
time,
not next based time, off lie. Relationships. Yeah. I just change it a lot.
Yeah, we don't want, we're not going from relationship relationship with the same wigs.
Yeah, you got to switch it up. New guy, new look.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. We can't take the...
If your old look looks good, then you just got to make it look better. No, you don't change it completely.
But just get a new old look. Just get the same shit different. Like, I'm not going to take the same white hair once to the next relationship. We going to get a new pair.
Paint them.
Right.
Yeah, we going to get a new pair.
You can't paint them ass. Yeah. Like.
We going to get a new pair of Air One night joints. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Steph said she gonna keep the man.
I love the honesty.
Like golden goose.
No, that's not what I said, though. I was saying golden I change goose. It up. Like, it's never, y'all are never gonna know. Like, that's the difference.
You never gonna know?
Never gonna know.
Okay.
But it's not gonna be the same thing. That's like bad luck. Anything that you kept and wore a lot with that person does not need to go to the next.
That's okay, what we were saying. That's what we were okay, saying.
Get your name back, Stat. Yeah. Get your name back.
Nigga said the remix. The remix. I like that.
DJ Stizzy.
I don't even want that. Okay. So Kai Jones' 10-day contract with the Sixers has expired and he is officially a free agent. He was previously let go by the Hornets after concerns of his social media posts. I don't know if you guys remember, we talked about him previously with a lot of things that were going on with his social media. Do you guys think any team in particular should give him another chance?
10-day contract with the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
and that went bad.
He did not play at all.
He was recovering from a hamstring, right? That's when he was going crazy on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
How good of a player is he?
I mean, considering that they let him go based off of social media posts when there's players who have done other things who are still playing, maybe not that good.
I'm not. If Philly let him go because of his gram, I'm not one of those people. Like, you know, like you gotta get it right and then come talk to me. I'm not the one you get it right with. That's just the way I think. I don't know. I always thought like that. Is that a con to my attitude?
Is it a con?
Yeah.
It could be seen as one.
Yeah, I'm not the guy to get it right. You got to get it right, then come talk to me.
You mean like a red flag?
Yeah,
red flag.
Yeah.
Maybe you want somebody to come healed. Already not to be fixed. That's what that sounds like. Yeah. That's a red flag.
That's a red flag, right? I mean, okay. Who likes people with a lot of baggage? Who signs up for a lot of baggage? Like, yo, you got a lot of baggage. Come over here. Yo, you got a lot of baggage. Like, no. Like, who does that? No, I help people that do their life like that, but I don't put that in my life, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Like,
so let me ask you something real quick. I liked what you just said. So you help people like that.
Yeah.
So I got a problem. I'm coming to you, do counseling me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mace, I think, yeah, with the guidance you're giving me, I could go down the right path.
Yeah.
If I stay with you for 2 months, if I think I'd be under your wing for 2 months straight, I think I'll be on the right path. But I have to be with you to get this experience for 2 months. Can I come stay with you?
No.
I just see how far the guidance went. That's all I was
ready. Yeah, man. You can't do that, Stat.
Look, bro. The nigga 23 years old. You're doing all the wild shit on Instagram, Twitter, whatever it was. You wild out. The reason they didn't keep you, you averaged 2.7 points. If what? Yeah, you averaged 2.7 points, nigga. If you was nice like Stat said, it's people who've done worse that they kept around. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to even sit here and get to the NFL. Murder been involved. The niggas came back. Yeah. I'm not saying killing. People have died.
Yeah, niggas killed dogs and everything and came back.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's real.
When you're good, they'll figure it out. You're not as good as they thought you were, and they let you go. I looked at your stats. You played with the Delaware Blue Coast, which is the G League for the 76ers. You didn't do that well over there. They brought you up for the 10-day. You didn't do good over there. You come with baggage, like May said. It's a mess.
Yeah, and stay off your phone, nigga. Stay off your phone. That's what you need to do.
That's what happened. So I think if you were playing better, then they might have figured out something for you, but you got to go back to Delaware. Hopefully the Blue Coats still want you.
Do you guys feel like his social media was of that much of a concern to not give him a second chance?
What did he put on there? He did something on the ground.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was doing live videos and people thought that he was on drugs and he was doing videos and stuff like that.
You can't be messing up the brand while you're trying to get somebody to invest in your brand. It's like this NBA is a brand. The 76ers is a brand. The G League team is a brand. So we're not going to help your brand by destroying our brand. You got to understand that this is bigger than how you're looking at this. And sometimes that's what it is with people. They just, their vantage point is too small. Pause.
Look, the thing about it is this. They probably been looking for a way to get you out of here anyway. And that was the one. Got him.
Yeah.
Got him. Been acting crazy on the gram. Get him up out of here now. Caught him. We finally caught him. When you're not playing good, they're looking for anything. Talking back slick to the GM, being late for practice by 36 seconds. You on Instagram wilding.
Yeah.
When you're not playing good, they are looking for reasons to get you out of here.
Yeah.
And then what they also are looking for reasons not to pay you after they get you out of here. Conduct detrimental to the organization. So now you get curved and don't get paid. So that's my opinion
when
about it.
When they start using that language, yeah, you know you're out of there.
Yeah, conduct detrimental to the organization. Exactly.
Yeah. And then just to continue the discussion real quick, why do you think crazy social media posts and things like that work for Ryan Garcia, but it doesn't work for Kai?
Because boxing is different than basketball. It's a gladiator sport. So the crazier you are in boxing, the better. You know, like, what was my boy name that used to smoke the cigarette before he boxed?
Mayorga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of that works for boxing. He's smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of that. That works when you boxing, but you can't do that. And they can't go on the court and be like, and then go out and get on the layup line, even though weed is legal, it would look crazy. It's not a gladiator sport, you know?
Cigarette's
and basketball comes with something totally different. And when it comes down to basketball versus boxing, like, long as you go out there and throw punches, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even if you get knocked out, people in boxing like people that fight. So long as he goes out there and fight, I was happy when he had to fight with Javante, even though he got knocked out, he was fighting. At least he tried to fight.
Yeah, Mace made a great example. It's a one-man sport versus a team sport versus having an organization behind mm-hmm. the team sport versus the millions of jerseys getting sold, filling seats up 82 nights a year, whether it's home or away.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Your boxer... You do that, I mean, they used to fight more often. These days, if you get 2-3 fights a year, then you're happy with it. But it's great marketing for boxing because, like May said, it's the hurt business. Basketball is not supposed to be the hurt business. So the crazier you look, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but the more you can market yourself in boxing, you're like, nah, I got to go see this nigga. He be wilding.
Nigga can wear a mask. Nigga can do anything crazy. Basketball, you can't do that.
Right. Okay. So right now, there are increasing reports that ESPN may make an early opt-out clause in its broadcast rights agreements with MLB, meaning that they might not, you know, show any more MLB content, stuff like that. Is this a business decision that makes sense to you guys?
They're not going to show any Major League Baseball. What?
Yeah, like opt out of their MLB contract. So like
basically they saying that you no more baseball ESPN basically. Possibly.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All that's telling me is that Fox is probably going to get it or somebody else. I don't think they're going to take baseball off of TV, but ESPN and ESPN, this might be their way to give it to their other station because doesn't, if I'm correct, ESPN owned Fox, right?
Disney is part of ESPN.
Yeah. Disney doesn't own Fox?
It might. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I know
that. Yeah, they might own them. You know how somebody, instead of doing it with Nike, they let Adidas have it. They know it's still under the umbrella. This is just a different form of that same company.
It's a good question. Is Fox under Disney?
Yeah. It says... They acquired Fox 2019.
Good expert.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's why Killer got me here. You gotta have an expert with you, you know?
This is true.
You gotta have an expert with you. So it is exactly what I thought. You know how niggas be like, yo, you ain't ready for Nike yet, but we gonna put you with Adidas, nigga. You good.
That's totally wrong. They only have a contract with ESPN. So whether they go to Fox or don't go to Fox, they still have a contract. But I get what you're saying. I feel you. What ESPN is saying is, we opting out. You know, they already, if they want to keep them, that means even if Fox, the parent company, which is saying, mm-hmm. which would be Fox, is saying we're going to put it, well, I mean, Disney, the parent company, and put it on Fox, ESPN could still be like, nigga, we got the contract. Back the fuck up. We still here. What ESPN is saying is, go ahead, put it on Fox. We don't want to be part of this shit anyway. Yeah. So only way I can look at that is that ratings aren't doing good. I don't know that for a fact. But for them to opt out the contract from MLB, which they're saying is speculation, is not 100% yet. Either the ratings are going bad or they have something lined up in the summertime that we don't know anything about. Possibly... And I don't know any of this. This is all speculation. I'll do my due diligence on it, and I can let you guys know. But the fucking Olympics is this summer. You know, a lot of eyes are going to be on the Olympics. I'm not a huge baseball fan. I'm not saying it's
they're
not.
They're saying we need to pause. We need this slot.
Yeah, maybe so. And I don't know who has the right to the Olympics, but they might be saying that we're not going to get the viewers that we probably would be getting usually because the Olympics are going on. And I don't know this. This is all speculation. And I may think you made a tremendous point saying how Disney's a parent company, but I'm just saying if ESPN is under contract with them and they want to opt out, something's going on that I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, they downsizing, but it seemed like they're locked in. I wrote it down. They're locked in with Fox and TNT Sports. So MLB is still going to be up there. It's just like they're trying to go in the direction of Apple TV. So, but we'll see.
Okay. And then last thing before we wrap. So Real Madrid and Brazil star Vinicius Jr. bursted in tears speaking about the racist abuse he's received in Spain. He said he was hearing racist chants and then that they were calling him a monkey and that they were basically hanging like figurines of him over bridges. And then in general, when talking about it, he said he never thought much about leaving Spain because that would give the races what they want. He just wants to be able to play football and be a black man. How do you guys feel about him sharing this experience? Because he did break down crying about it. And this is pretty big because he is a Real Madrid star.
They hung.
Like figurines of him over bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like shadowing.
And he said he doesn't want to leave because... he doesn't want to give them what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, what they want to see is something you don't want to stay there to let them see. Because if they're constantly doing this, all jokes aside, that's really crazy. So I would leave there. I wouldn't stay around. I don't believe you should stay anywhere that people don't want you there. And especially if they using images of you hanging over stuff, I wouldn't stay to manifest that. I wouldn't. I only go where I'm celebrated. No matter how much money they
guess we can't even complain about the racism in Idaho. They hanging niggas over the bridge and everything else. God damn. Yeah. That's crazy.
What is niggas' issues, man?
You know, and you know what's even crazier? And, you know, learning this from knowing people the last 15, 17, 18 years, that it's a big thing in Spanish communities with light skin and dark skin. Like light skin really look at dark skin Spanish people as niggas. Like they considered black niggas to light skin people, you know? And I was like, that's crazy. That's really crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I actually know somebody, they really thought their family, they can treat them like niggas. The parents don't speak English. The father don't speak English. The mother don't speak English, but they look black, but they're actually full-time Spanish, and they get treated differently from light-skinned Spanish. And this could be a case because, look, he's from Brazil. It isn't like he's some American that went over there, or African, or Jamaican, where, you know, majority of the continent or this country or whatever is black. He's from Brazil.
But he doesn't speak Spanish, huh? I'm just asking, how is a person full Spanish if they don't speak any Spanish?
Just because you don't speak Spanish, that doesn't mean that isn't your heritage or what your parents are. Like, so for instance, I know somebody's parents who don't really speak English, but the kids could barely speak Spanish because they put the school... They speak enough for their parents to get with them, but you go to school in America, you learn English from the time you're in kindergarten, the time you go all the way up. So where you learn how to communicate, look, I dated a female where her mother didn't speak English, but we knew how to talk to each other. Or the nigga, you know what I'm saying? You get all this involved. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you know what I'm saying? I dated somebody like that before to where me and her mother had a great relationship. I'm talking about not one time, I'm talking about for years, to where she ain't speak English, I ain't speak Spanish. We got great communication all the time, 100%. And we knew what the fuck we was talking about with each other. It was a lot of hand motion, a lot of, you could tell a person's cadence and tone. No. You don't want to do that. You don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga just used English.
No, I'm giving you the cadence. No. You don't do that. You can do that. Or you go, blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? It's the cadence, so you understand it. So I get this scenario. I understand this scenario.
You get a little joy like that.
Okay. So you like, you know, Espanol, poquito.
Poquito.
First of all, we went to school in Spanish Harlem. You gotta know how to finesse a little bit. Our school is literally dead smack in El Barrio, Spanish Harlem.
Yeah, I remember my the guy was cutting my grass. He was talking behind my back. He didn't know I knew Spanish. I just slapped him behind. Wow.
Now you know, this is the shit I'm talking about.
I didn't know I knew Spanish.
¿Dónde vive?
Nueva York.
¿Cuántos años tiene?
I can lean though.
No. First of all, we was in the same Spanish class, Miss Webber. We ain't do shit. We never went to Spanish class.
Maybe I had dances on my fingers. I got an A on it.
Cuarto song is Steady.
What's that?
How old are you? Forget it now. That was easy. That was basic. You out. Now you talking about you slapped the gardener. You can't.
Killer, I don't know the small stuff. I know it's all.
You know won. You got stuff. It tonight. Like, you won. Like,
I walk up, I say, let me get in my Spanish bag now. Tú eres la muchacha más bonita que yo en cocida en mi vida, man.
What'd you just say?
Yeah, let the ladies tell them.
Okay,
so come on. That nigga I didn't go in my big bag.
I think you forgot what it means. I'm going to put translation at the bottom. That's what you
doing. He did say something, killer.
Okay, you got that sounded smooth. Yeah. That sounded smooth, man. If gracias. You want to answer Cuarto Sanyo Stieri, I was like, oh, maybe the nigga did learn something on the way. Nigga said gracias. You're a wild nigga, man.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, es lo que es.
You ain't know how to say es lo que es. Yeah, I remember you didn't know how to say es lo que es when we started, neither.
I started.
You did not know we started. You did not know how to say lo que
es. Hey, Nick. Like when they doing them two for five.